Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to serve the Lord. Oh, it's time to serve the Lord. Oh, don't you wait. It might be too late. It's time to serve the Lord. Oh, it's time to magnify Him. Oh, it's time to magnify Him. Oh, don't you wait. It might be too late. It's time to magnify Him. Oh, it's time to praise the Lord. Oh, it's time to praise the Lord. Oh, don't you wait. It might be too late. It's time to serve the Lord. Oh, it's time to serve the Lord. Oh, it's time to serve the Lord. Oh, don't you wait. It might be too late. It's time to serve the Lord. Amen. It's time to serve the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Bring you greetings from World of Faith Outreach Ministry, located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, where the apostles, Pastor Kevin Boss, and the pastors, Pastor Kimberly Boss. I'm not in Salisbury this morning. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm still going to bring you greetings and still bring you the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, God, for bringing me here this morning. Amen. I will be returning home later on to this evening. Amen. But I'm here, me and my family, we're at the Raleigh State Fair. Amen. And we're just having a good time. Amen. And we're just still lifting up the name of Jesus. Those who just tuned in this morning, we're going to be coming from a familiar passage. Amen. We're going to be coming from Romans, the book of Romans. And we're going to start at the sixth verse, Romans 5th chapter, 6th verse. Romans 5th chapter, 6th verse. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And we know that we were the ungodly. We were the ones, amen, that, you know, when we were out here in our sin and we weren't even thinking about God and we were living any kind of way, amen. But yet God, He died for us. We was weak, amen. When we was without strength, amen. When we was out even not even knowing Him, amen, He died for us. 7th verse. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Amen. And He letting you know that people won't die for a righteous man. He said scarcely for a righteous man will one die. But perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. He doesn't know even for just a good man, people dare to even die for them. But a righteous man, he don't really have nobody to die for him. And that's why Christ died for us, amen, because He is righteous. He is holy, amen. Now, those just tuned in, Romans 5th chapter with the 8th verse. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, amen. He commended His love. His love was so great, amen, glory be to God, that He died for us, amen, even before some of us was born, even while some of us were yet in our mother's womb, amen, glory be to God. He commended His love, for no man, amen, going to lay down his life but for a friend. And let me tell you, Jesus, there's no greater love, glory be to God. There's no greater love than His, amen.
God died for everybody, amen. God don't have respect to person of who he died for. He died for everybody, that everybody might be free, amen. He don't care what kind of sin that you was in, what you did, what somebody said, what he heard, but he died because he loved you, amen. You know, God loved us before we loved him, amen, because he knew us before we knew him, amen. Because remember, God made us. We didn't make ourselves. We were fearfully and wonderfully made, amen. Those just tuned in and read Romans now, 5th chapter, when we're at that 9th verse. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. We're justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. He said we're saved from wrath through him. That means we're saved, amen, from being destroyed, amen. We're saved from our sins just because of him, by him justifying his blood for us, amen. Glory be to God. You know, we don't have to go through a lot of things that we go through, amen, because why? God shed his blood. Remember the Bible said, amen, that, you know, he bore our sins, amen. Christ died for us. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon us, and by his stripes we are healed, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we ain't got to worry about, amen, being bruised. We ain't got to worry about being wounded, amen. We ain't got to worry about being whipped because Jesus had done all that stuff and went through it for us, amen. He was even made a curse so we don't have to be a curse, amen. He was even made ashamed so we don't have to be ashamed, amen. Let me tell you, no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend, amen. He said, I have not, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He has not, amen, forgot our labor of love, amen. That's why God wants to keep on working, amen. Keep on praying, keep on fasting, amen. Keep on forgiving people, keep on loving people. Keep on doing what you're supposed to do because God is, amen. Glory be to God. Those just tuned in, now we're at Romans, amen, 5th chapter, 10th verse. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We was reconciled by the death of God's son, who was what? Jesus Christ. That means we were reconciled back to him. Remember that we were alienated at one time from God because we separate ourselves from God because of our sins, because of the ungodly things that we were doing. But Jesus came, amen, and he became the Lamb, amen. And worthy is the Lamb. He became the sacrifice, amen, so that we didn't have to sacrifice, amen. He's the sacrificial Lamb, amen. Glory be to God. He was worthy, amen. Nobody else, amen, could do it, amen. Nobody else was worthy to do it but him, amen. Nobody else, amen, would come and do it but him. Let me tell you, this man left his mighty home in glory, amen, to bring us a redemption story, amen. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, amen. We don't have to go through these things no more, amen. We don't have to worry. We don't have to die because we're going to live again, amen. Glory be to God. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And whom the Son set free is free indeed, amen. Don't be a table in the yoke of bondage where God has set you free. That means the things that God has brought you out of, the things that you was entangled with in this world, amen. And when God bring you out, don't go back to it, amen. Glory be to God. He said, because if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. God is trying to draw them from the north, the south, the east, and the west, amen. God is drawing people, amen. Glory be to God. They don't even know him. They have not heard him, amen, but they're hearing him of him now, amen. God is sending his word out through all the earth, through all the world now, amen. Glory be to God. He's sending his messengers, amen, to go out and let them know, God, that he is the Savior of the world. That let them know, amen, glory be to God, that he's coming soon, amen. That let them know that there's a better life, there's a better way, amen, of living. There's a better way, amen, of knowing who that he is, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Those just tuned in my Romans, the 5th chapter. Amen. Now, at the 11th verse. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Now we have received the atonement through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are atoned for that. That means our sins are paid for. Amen. Amen. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now let's go to the 8th chapter of Romans. Let's start at the 31st verse. Those just tuned in now, we're going to skip over to the 8th chapter of Romans, 31st verse. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. If God be for you, who going to be against you? He said, I'm more than the world that's against you. Amen. Don't you know the Bible said he's a consuming fire? The Bible said it's bad to be in the hands of an angry God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at the 32nd verse, Romans 8 chapter, now the 32nd verse. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He gave up his own son for us. Amen. He didn't even spare his own son for death and the stuff, amen, that Jesus went through. And he gave his son for us. He didn't spare his son. That means his son went through death. His son went through being ashamed for us, being made a curse for us. He went through a lot of things. He bore our sins. And he said, by his stripes we are healed. He went through whoopings. He went through being persecuted. He went through being lied on, called the devil, amen. Because the Bible said to reign with him, you got to suffer with him. And he said, all that live godly shall suffer persecution. If you're godly, you're going to suffer persecution. But you should be suffering persecution for righteousness sake, not for something that you're really doing, but something that you're not doing. That's when you're being persecuted for righteousness sake. A lot of times people think they're being persecuted for righteousness sake and they're really doing these things that people are accusing them. No, that is really what you're doing. If you're really doing it and people are accusing you, that's not suffering for righteousness sake. But when people accuse you of things and you're not doing it, you're not guilty, that's when you're suffering for righteousness sake. Look at 8th chapter of Romans, 33rd verse. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. We can't lay no charge on nobody. We are not to judge nobody. We can't condemn nobody. God is the righteous judge. And God said he's going to judge his people with equity. We can't judge nobody. We, especially his anointed. Who are we? Amen. Look at the 34th verse. Romans 8, chapter 34, verse. Who is he that condemns us? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now, he's the one that condemns. And the Bible said that he has also risen, and he's the one at the right hand of God. He's the one that's interceding for us. He's the one letting them know, oh, God, he's pleading our cause. Remember what the 35th Psalm said, plead my cause, O Lord. Fight against them that fight against me. Strive with them that strive with me. Stand up, take hold of shield and buckler. Stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spirit that persecutes me. For you say, I am thy soul. That's what God said. He's thy soul. Amen. Amen. And then here was David in the 35th Psalm. He was telling God to plead his cause. Amen. He was letting them know, God, you know, they doing stuff to me without a cause, God. And God, I need you to plead my case. And that's what God is doing for us. He's pleading our case. Amen. Glory be to God. He's the one making intercession for us to God. Amen. He is the mediator. He's between us and God. That's why we have to pray, saints. The Bible said prayer changes things. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You got to pray. Amen. You know, because the Bible said, amen, that you know what? When we pray, amen, God said his ears are open to the cries of the righteous. He said his ears was not too heavy that he couldn't hear. Amen. Glory be to God. His arms was not too short that they couldn't say. God can do anything. And he can save to the utmost. Amen. He can go to the lowest valley. He can go to the highest mountain. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the blood that give us strength from day to day. The blood of Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins that God has shed. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his son, amen. He didn't spare his son. He gave him to us, amen, so we can be reconciled back to him. So he could be our mediator, amen, for the propitiation of our sins, amen. He is the righteous judge. He's the one going to judge you right when everybody else judge you wrong, amen. He's the one that can drop the charges when people want to keep the charges on you. God will drop the charges, amen. He's the one that can set you free, amen. He's the one, amen, glory be to God, that can wipe away all your sins, amen. He can calm all your fears, soothe all your doubts, amen, glory be to God. He's your light. He's your salvation. Whom shall you be afraid of? Whom shall you fear? Amen. Thanks be to God who always causing us to triumph. Amen. And his mercy endure forever. He has the love that keeps on loving us. He's the gift that keeps on giving us. Amen. He was a gift to the world from the Father. He was our gift, our Savior, amen. And the gift, amen, that God gave us, amen, to cleanse us, amen, from our sins and from all unrighteousness, amen. He's the gift of love, amen, that he loved you when you didn't love yourself. He loved you when everybody else don't love you, amen. Glory be to God. He loves you unconditionally, amen. He loves you. Those just tuned in, I'm at the fifth chapter of Romans. And now, amen, at the 35th verse. Eighth chapter of Romans, 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall it be tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or swords? What's going to separate you from Christ? Because you're going through your trials and your tribulations. Because you're going through distress, you need help. Or because somebody's talking about you, somebody's lying on you, somebody's defaming your character because you don't have nothing to eat or because you don't have no clothes. What's going to separate you from the love of Christ? 36 verse. Romans 8 chapter, 36 verse. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. We killed all day long. Somebody talking about us. They run their mouth on us. We like sheep to a slaughter. And what that means is that sheep are humble. And you know when sheep are humble, amen, and they believe what their masters, you know, tell them and they follow their masters, amen. And a sheep, amen, you know, he don't eat anything. He don't say much. He's just humble character. And that's why people try to slaughter us, because why? We don't bother nobody. We mind our business, amen. We try to love. We try to forgive. We try to do what's right. And sometimes people don't like that, amen. So they'll try to kill your character. They'll try to defame your character. They'll try to talk about you, amen. And the Bible said that, you know, we're blessed when men say all manner of evil against us for God's name's sake. He said, pray for them that despitefully use you. Amen. So we just sheep, being humble. Because remember, God said he resists the proud and give grace to the humble. And God said, you know what? He said, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. That means be submissive. That means whatever God tells you to do, whatever he speaks, you do it. And do it all in the name of Jesus. Do it in love. Do it, amen, for not recognition. Don't do it for being patted on the back. Don't do it to be seen, amen. But do it because you love God and you love him, that you want to be obedient to him. And that you're humbling yourself, not, amen, for reputation, but exaltation, amen. And a lot of people, they'll do stuff for reputation, to be made known, to be famous, to be made seen. But when you're doing it for exaltation, that means you don't have no motive behind it. That means that you're doing it because you love God. It don't matter if nobody else don't do it. It don't matter if nobody else see it. Long as God see it and God know it, amen, God is the one going to exalt you. You don't do stuff to be seen. You don't do stuff, amen, just to be heard. But you do it because you love God, amen. You do it, amen, because you know, amen, that God said that those, amen, he will reward you. He's going to reward you. He won't forget your labor of love. He won't forget the things that you did when he asked you to do. Amen. And in a time of trouble, you can call on him. He said, I'll answer. He's not going to forget you. Sometimes it seems like, you know, we've been cast down, but we're not forgotten. Even Jesus felt forsaken when he's up on the cross. He said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? He felt forsaken, but everybody's got a cross to bear. And whatever your cross is, Jesus is right there with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And lo, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. God is not going to leave you, amen. Sometimes we feel like it, amen. But you got to know that you know that you know that God is. And God's word is going to do what it said it's going to do. Remember, he's watching over his word to perform it. It's not going to return it to him void. It's prospering in the thing that he's sending out to do. And if the word of God said he wasn't going to leave you, he's not left you. You got to have faith. He said, for the just shall live by faith and not by sight. And we so busy, amen, we looking at things and not even trying to know that God's word said what it said, that we got to believe on his word. Because you know what? He said, them that call on him, they'll never be ashamed. We got to believe God. We got to trust him. He said, and do good. He said, and verily thou shalt be fed. He said, then you'll be satisfied in the time of famine. That means when ain't no food and people say it ain't this and ain't going to be that. God said he's going to satisfy his people, amen. If he fed those children, amen, when they came out, we brought them out of Egypt and he fed a manna from heaven. He even fed Elijah. He sent ravens to feed Elijah. What do you think? He even feed the birds of the air. He even clothed the grass. He said, how much more better are we than they? The birds don't know how they're going to eat, but they eat. God makes sure they eat. The trees, they don't know how they're going to get their leaves or how they're going to bear fruit, but God does that. He does it. He clothes the grass. He makes the grass grow. He causes it to rain, amen. And we have his own image and his own likeness. He made man over everything in over the earth and under the earth. He made in his after his own image. That should let us know something that God really loves us. Because he made us like it unto him. David said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Your help comes from God. Promotion don't come from the east, it don't come from the west, but it comes from God. We got to believe it with all our heart, with all our understanding. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He said that no man can come except they come through him. You come in the other way, you're a thief and a robber. You got to come in at the door. Jesus is the door. All he wants us to do is just to walk in it. He said, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. He said, you have not because you ask not. You ask for things in a mess. That means you ask for things you don't have the right motive for. You want this because somebody else got it. You want that because somebody else got that. You want to do this because somebody else doing it. You don't have the right motive. You asking God for things in a mess. You're not asking for things, amen, because you need it. You ask for things that you lust after and that you war after and that you compete with other people with. Well, you should be asking him, Lord, for eternal life. You should be asking him how to set you free. You should be asking him to deliver you. You should ask him to be helping you to forgive somebody. You should be asking him to help you to come from things that's unclean. Come out from among it. You should be asking him to help you deliver you from cigarettes and smoking and lying and sexual sin. Oh, God, Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Look at Romans 8th chapter now at the 37th verse. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing should be able to separate us from the love of God. He said, because we were more than conquerors. He said, no, not even in death we're going to be separated from God. Ain't that something? Because he's going to prepare a place that where he is, we're going to be also. Remember, he said, in my father's house there are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I wouldn't tell you. He said, not even angels going to be able to separate us. No, no kind of principalities, no powers, No, things that's present. That means things that's going on now, things that's going to happen later on. It's not going to separate us. Nothing that's too high, nothing that's too low. No kind of creature, no matter what the creature is, he said, going to be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord. These things shouldn't separate us, amen, because why? He commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. The love that God had, he commended it toward us. He put it toward us so that we could have that same love, so we could have his same spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good. And his mercy endure forever. And we got to remember that, saints. If we don't know nothing else, we got to know that nothing should be able to separate us from the love of God. We let so many things separate us. We let our children separate us, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, our enemies. When we do drugs, when we drink, we go out and party. We go do evil things. Those things separate us from God. Disobedience. Those things separate us. And it shouldn't. Because of the love that he has. That love was so great that death couldn't even hold his body down. He had to come up from that grave. Ain't that something? That love was so great, he came up from the grave. And let me tell you something, death didn't even have no power over him. He asked death, where your sting is. He asked the grave, where's your victory? He doesn't know, you ain't victorious over me. I got power over death. Don't you know this man have power over death and life? He said all power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. Jesus, my Lord. We don't know how great God is, amen. And the power of God that he invested. See, God invested his love in us. We're like an investment to God. And when you invest something, amen, that means you put everything that you have in it. That means you give it your best. And God gives us his best all the time. And he gives us everything, amen, that we need. He equips the saints. Because he said, I gave apostles. He gave pastors. He gave evangelists. He gave prophets. He gave teachers to perfect the ministry, to equip the saints till they come into a mature stature. That means till we grow, amen, to be mature in him. Don't you know you got to grow up in God? Because when you're first born, you have newborn days. And just like you grow up in the natural, you got to grow up in the spiritual. God bless you. That's the reason why you got to know that you know. You got to know who God is, saint. And if you say you love God, amen, then love him. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Father, as we enter into our prayer life, Father, we ask you, Lord, just to touch in a mighty and a special way, Father. And Father, forgive us for all our sins, Father. And Father, I ask you, Lord Jesus, for those, Lord Jesus, amen, that hear the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, let them have life, God. Let this word speak life in them, Father. Raise them up for your glory, Lord Jesus. Let them know, God, that you're still up on the throne, that you're a God, you sit high, but you look low. Let them know you don't have respect to person, Father. And let them know you said, whosoever will, let him come, Father. And God, let them know that you said, whosoever come unto you in no wise will you get them out, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the love that you have for us. We thank you for the blood that you shed for us, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch them this morning, God. Touch their bodies, Lord. Touch their lives, Father. Bless them, Father, where they need food, Father. Bless them if they need clothing. Bless them if they need shelter, Father. God, you have your way this morning, God. And, Father, we thank you for these things, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember, we have Bible study on Tuesday at 7:15. Also, 10 a.m., we have Sunday school. 11 a.m., we have morning worship. Amen. We ask you to come. Amen. And just bless the Lord with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just want you to come out and represent the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
We just want to thank you for what you've done, Lord, for us today. We want to thank you for being a friend. God bless you, Bishop Boss. I'll be seeing you next Saturday. God bless you.
And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.